try and make it a three-point game. They lead 9-7 with 8:57 to play here in the third quarter.
Be a different kicker in there now.
Yep, now they're going to, and this is their normal kicker that I saw on extra points, Francisco Esparza. Reed to put it down. Esparza, essentially a 35-yard field goal attempt here for the extra point. Kick is away. That is blocked. And Dalton trying to pick it up, and Dalton off for the races. Dalton down the sideline. And Racine's going to get two. And tie the game up at 9. As we take another look at this one.
We have a flag.
Flag down? Where do you see? Oh, yeah.
Right around
all the way
30,
on the other side of the field.
Injured player as well.
A lot to sort out here. Well, it might not be two.
Officials timeout with an injured.
Keith Turner's gonna be a dead ball over there. Keith Turner is going to pull his crew together to talk about this. Reed, the injured player, he's up and getting off of his own power with 8:44 to play here in the third quarter.
The chance they might call a crackback block on the Raiders. Yeah, the penalty thrown at the 30 is not going to affect the play itself. That was after the play was over.
So we will have to wait, and they have to.
Authorities over on the sideline. Authorities.
And something going on along the Phoenix sideline where
the
officials are asking for the Racine police to head over to the far bleachers, and they are over there right away as they are talking to a few fans, and it looks like some folks are going to be leaving the game early as the officials getting things under control here at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Still waiting to see whether this is going to hold as a two-point return. Cameron Hall was the one that got in there and blocked that for Racine.
Yeah, the two-point conversion should stay. The penalty came out after the play was over on something on the Outlaw sideline. Unless they are going to call the crackback block late.
As the officials talking about this, a big call in this game. It was 9-7 for the Outlaws, and it was interesting that the Outlaws went, since there was the penalty, they went with their kind of kicker that does their extra points for a longer extra point attempt there, as opposed to going with Langer, who seems to have a much bigger leg and gets much more elevation on his kicks. So an interesting decision there by the Phoenix Outlaws. As both teams are now huddled up along their sidelines as the officials talk through what's going to happen here, what the flag is that's sitting at the 32-yard line on the Raiders' side of the field.
The Outlaws coach just huddled up his whole team there to calm everybody down on his sidelines. A big swing of emotions there, and it's like, hey, we're playing a football game here. Let's focus on the game. Don't focus on anything else that's going on extra, either in the stands behind us or extra on the field. Just focus on playing football.
Dominic Willis, the head coach of the Phoenix Outlaws, want to give a special thanks to Ray Warren, their defensive backs coach. He's actually up here in the press box with us, but helped out with pronunciations and some other information as well. As we are about to hear, I think, from referee Keith Turner, the Raiders return team heads out there.
Go to the trading post with your roster sheet to claim your winnings
scoring try. And still having a long conversation here. 8:57 on the clock in the third quarter. As it stands on the scoreboard right now, 9-9, and we're going to hear from Keith Turner now.
Okay, there's multiple fouls on Black. Okay, we have unsportsmanlike conduct, number 15, Black, after the kick. That was a live ball foul. Then we have unsportsmanlike conduct, number 9, Black, which was ejected from the game. That's a dead ball foul. Both penalties will be enforced. One live ball, one dead ball.
Nine's not in the game anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what they saw. So since one was a live ball, I'm figuring the points will come off the board, though Keith didn't indicate that as of yet. And he may still do so here as well.
For the enjoyment of the everyone say that please do not congregate and walk away in front row.
And so this will, now if you're the Outlaws, do you look at an onside kick here? I mean, that's 30 yards in penalty, or do they get to
re-kick?
Yeah, retry the kick here.
So parents are encouraged to keep their kids in their seats.
And if you need to congregate, now Gary Young's got to be careful. He's got a personal foul against him. And Keith is going to talk to us more here, maybe. So, a lot
he's
of confusion going
Wilbert,
on. Yeah,
it looks like.
To one of. To Wilbert to talk to him about what's going on. Because, yeah, I don't know where Elvin Turner would have been. He went to the locker room, straight to the locker room.
Yeah, it's definitely not on nine. I can say that much.
As much as we hope you enjoy
and
this
and
if you have a lost child,
looks like they are going to have them tee it up at the 40 of Racine. So a lot of confusion going on here at Historic Horlick Athletic Field, and hopefully we get a little bit better of an explanation as the Outlaws are looking for one too. Dominic Willis is going over. Is asking for to talk to Keith Turner. And now both teams are going to their respective sideline. And now we're going to have an official timeout on the field. As they're going to talk about this some more. Well, why don't we talk about the trivia question, the active body fitness trivia question. What year was Racine Youth Sports, RYS, founded? We had some of the teams out here at halftime being honored. Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. They're located at 2818 Lathrop Avenue. You can get a hold of them at 262-770-5160. Let them know that you found out about them from the Racine Raiders broadcast.
Well, it's either 7-9 or it's 9-9. They haven't really explained if the points are going to count or not.
Well, and they haven't said to take them off the board. So as far as I know, they're staying up there, but it will be a short kickoff here. And again, it'll be Langer out there to kick off, and Racine needs to be careful, although Racine doesn't have a whole lot of space to fit all their players with the ball at the 35-yard line. And they are going to do an onside kick, and it is recovered nicely by Racine. That was Tev Allen that was able to jump on that one. And it'll be first and 10 for Racine. Ball at their 26-yard line as they start this drive, as we are tied at 9 with 8:57 to play in the third quarter in what's been a very messy third quarter thus far, Evan.
That it has been, and I hope we can get some control here now and get back to why we're here, and that's to play football and enjoy a Saturday night here at Horlick Field. And the offense has been off the field for quite some time. Lock back in a quarterback. Going to see how the teams are affected after that really long delay as we got everything sorted out.
Starters back in there. Benko off the right hip of Lock. Lock gives to Benko. Flag comes out. Benko fighting through tackles up across the 30 to the 32-yard line. Initial pickup of 6. But we'll have to see what the flag is. Andre Locke saying offsides is what he's indicating to the sideline.
For the snap, we have encroachment. Number 1, White. 5-yard penalty. Replay first down.
So Ashur McMillan, the first time we've called his name, gets flagged for the offsides. And it'll be a 1st and 5 for Racine, moving them up to the 31-yard line. Good run there by Benko to be able to slip through some tackles and find some running room there, Evan.
Yeah, definitely. Although it doesn't count, he did a nice job there getting some positive yards, and hopefully that continues to be a trend during the second half.
1st and 5 for Racine with 3 receivers off to the right side. Benko to the right of Locke. Locke fakes the handoff to Benko, throwing a screen, and it goes through the hands of Revolinski, incomplete. And it'll bring up a 2nd down and 5 for Racine as Locke fired that one too high.
Yeah, a little bit too high there for Bubba. Had to try to go up and get it. And maybe for the better, he didn't come down with it, being that he had to go up and get it, because it probably would have been blown up right away.
Big defensive battle between these two teams thus far. First offensive touchdown just happened by the Phoenix Outlaws, and it took a tremendous play by Dickerson. 2 receivers right, 1 to the left for Locke. Locke with some time. Pocket breaks down. He steps up, is able to break away from a defender, throwing Benko with it at the 45. Into Phoenix territory. Benko the 30. Benko the 20 before he's taken down as he picks up 49. And Racine moves the chains on the biggest offensive play of the game for either team.
Almost took the jersey off of Andre Locke, but able to get out of that and chuck it down the field for a big score. And we're going to have an official timeout here to set the chains.
That was Trumaine Smith that got in there, and then Tavion Warner was the one who was able to bring Benko down, and that's an element that Benko brings to this offense, Evan, is that ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. Last year, 12 catches, 141 yards, just his 2nd reception this season that's counted.
Yeah, that was a great job there by Benko. As you mentioned, it's a great part of his game that we don't get to see a lot, but when we typically do see it, makes big things happen.
And now he's behind Locke by a couple of yards. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Revolinski, the H-back in front of Locke. Phoenix showing blitz. Locke takes it, gives to Benko. Benko runs into the heart of that Phoenix defensive line and gets a little bit of help coming from the backside. He'll pick up 3, and it'll be a 2nd down and 7 for Racine.
Yeah, the Outlaws wanted a false start, which they should have got, but we didn't get a penalty flag. The right guard flinched right before the snap of the ball. Nick Nelson now playing right tackle for the Raiders. New center in there. Can't tell who it is right now.
Might be Ferrasquia. As Locke is audibly midway point of the third quarter, 9-9 the score. 3 receivers off to the left side. Flores a tight end on the right side. Locke with time. Locke scanning. Locke trying to direct traffic. Locke rolling to his right under pressure. He's going to step up, dive forward, but he's going to lose a yard, maybe 2, at the 19-yard line. It'll bring up a 3rd down and 9 for Racine as Locke and Woodland not on the same page. And Locke, you can see, giving it to Woodland a little bit.
He would have had Benko if he would have looked to the flat a little bit sooner. But when he went to scramble, a defender went and picked him up there, but he was open there.
So a 3rd and 9 for Racine at the 19-yard line of the Phoenix Outlaws. Revelinsky tossing a towel as he's one of the trips to the left. Benko to the left of Locke as Locke works out of the pistol. Locke with time. Locke firing middle of the field and unable to haul it in is Bibby Davis at the 10-yard line. Would have been right at the first down marker, and that's going to bring out Wodak and the kicking team to try and give Racine the lead again. As we look at this on the Educators Credit Union replay. And Davis wouldn't have had the first down anyhow. He had to come in a little bit on that one.
But at least you maybe have a chance to go for it on a 4th and short.
36-yard field goal attempt by Wodak.
False start on the Raiders.
And it's now going to equal his career high if the Raiders are going to take back the lead here.
4th snap. 4th start. 78 black. 5-yard penalty. Still 4th down.
Barasquia gets called for that one. And so now, Brady Wodak trying to equal his career long that he hit a couple weeks ago in the win over the Illinois Cowboys, a 41-yarder into a pretty good wind here at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Ball set up, hash mark to the right. Snap is there, hold is down, kick is away, and they plow into Wodak. The kick is wide, but that is going to be a roughing the kicker. As Junior Kini just plowed into Wodak. And Keith Turner's
personal foul
not working that time, but wow, Brady Wodak got plowed by Kini there. And that is a big mistake by the Phoenix Outlaws, because it goes from being a missed field goal with pretty good field position.
Kicker, number 10, White, be half the distance to the goal, automatic first down.
And check that was 10, not 90, so Eric Dennis went into him, not Kini.
Just ran him over, like, you can't, like, you have a chance, the field goal is no good. You're going to have pretty good field position here. You just ran down the field pretty much with ease to score a touchdown on that last drive. Couldn't afford that penalty, and now the Raiders get the ball with a fresh set of downs.
1st and 10 at the 12-yard line of the Phoenix Outlaws, 6:20 to play in the third quarter. We're knotted up at 9 apiece. It's been an interesting way to get to 9 for both teams here tonight. Handoff goes to Benko. Benko with a lane, and Benko down to the 7-yard line. He picks up half the yardage needed for a first down. It'll be a 2nd down and 5 for Racine.
Nice run there by Benko, getting low and getting that 5 yards. From the Raiders, I just keep giving it to him right now.
And we're in the Anton Painting and Decorating Red Zone. Give them a call if you need a refresh or have a big job for them as well. Anton Painting and Decorating. The Anton Painting and Decorating Red Zone. Raiders trying to take back the lead. Single wideouts each way for Locke. Locke gives to Benko. Benko fighting for yardage, and he's able to squirt his way down to the 5-yard line, picks up 2, and it'll be a 3rd down and 3 for Racine.
And if you're the Raiders, are you 4-down territory here, or if you don't get a first down here, do you try a field goal again? I guess it comes down to, as well, is Wodak okay after being ran over?
That is a key question. I think with the way the offense is going, you got to go for the 3. Your kickers, you're more automatic than your offense right now, I think. Locke faking the handoff, rolling to his right, under pressure, and Locke is going to be whipped down at the 15-yard line by Ashur McMillan. But McMillan gives him the business on the ground and draws a flag as we take a look.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, number 1, White, taunting.
Unsportsmanlike.
And so that will be a free first down for the Raiders.
Right,
as
there,
you see right there, McMillan in his face, talking to him face mask to face mask. and that will be half the distance and a first down for Racine.
Be a first and goal. They haven't.
Oh, or is it going to be a replay in the third? They haven't moved anything. Ball at the 8-yard line, and now they're going to switch it. A first and goal from the 8.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Number 1, White, taunting. That'd be half the distance to the goal. First down.
So first and goal for Racine from the 8-yard line as the Phoenix Outlaws keep giving the Raiders get out of jail free cards here on this drive. Howard Triplett in the backfield behind Locke now. Locke gives to Triplett. Triplett nowhere to go. Hit right away by Trumaine Smith. Smith seems to be an undersized defensive end, but he has had a big game here tonight, Evan.
Yeah, that he has, and Triplett loses a yard there. Going to try to see his stats really quick for you.
I have no stats.
I'm looking for you.
Be a second and goal from the 8 now for Racine.
So that was Termaine Smith.
Yep, number 3.
6 tackles on the night and 2 sacks.
He has been a problem for Racine. Triplett takes the delayed handoff. Triplett trying to find some room, and Triplett able to pick up a few yards before Gage Wilcox escorts him to the turf. He gets down to the 6-yard line, and it'll be a third and goal there after a gain of 3 for Triplett.
The Triplett got those yards back, plus a couple that he lost, and Raiders have to finish this drive. The red zone's been their Achilles heel on offense more than anything this season. This is where they got to finish.
Triplett averaging just over 3 yards a carry, has 3 touchdowns on the ground. He has been the primary red zone back for Racine. Woodland split out to the right. Trips just off the line on the left side for Locke. He has Triplett to his right. 3.5 to play in the third. 9-9 the score. Locke throwing it for Woodland. Woodland trying a one-handed catch. Can't come up with it, but a flag comes out.
Yeah, pushed him. Going to be pass interference on the defense. Another automatic first down. Are they going to have the ball at the 2-yard line, I want to say, or 1?
Gus Owens on the coverage, it looks like.
He's not liking that
play. Pass interference. 15 White. Penalty happened in the end zone. Ball will be placed at the 3-yard line.
Kevin Grant called for the penalty. It was Owens that was pleading Grant's case for him. So another first and goal for Racine at the 3-yard line of the Phoenix Outlaws.
Banco checked in the game here. Foster's in the game, as is number 80, Jake Graff, as well for the Raiders.
Benko will be standing behind Locke. Jayshon Foster in single coverage on the near side of the field. Not much of a height advantage with the corner that's out there. Locke takes, gives to Benko. Benko gets hit at the line of scrimmage, keeps fighting, and the scrum moves the pile a yard. It'll be second and goal from the 2 for Racine as we near the 3-minute mark here in the third quarter.
Hey, if you're just going to get a yard, you only need 2 more. So just do that 2 more times and you got a touchdown. That simple. Not much push there on that right side of the line, though, for the Raiders offensive line.
Raiders going big on the offensive line as they go with 2 tight ends. Revolinski, the H-back. Locke is going to go under center. You got Benko in the 3-point stance, and we're going to have a flag, and this is going to push Racine back.
Snap flag.
And think it was Foster, the receiver.
For the snap. Full start. Number 0, Black. 5-yard penalty. Still second down.
Foster working against Kirk Sparks out of Phoenix College over there. Got an early start, and that'll push Racine back. It's going to be second and goal now from the 7-yard line as they bring in some receivers for this one now.
Yep. Backed it up 5 yards, and now they not right up at the goal line now. Bringing up a second and goal from the 7. And Foster very heated on the sidelines about that.
A very sloppy game for 2 teams that are ranked in the top 10 nationally. Single wideouts each way. Locke with Benko to his left. Revolinski, the H-back, on the right side of the formation. Locke looking to his left. Has time. Pressure coming from the backside. Ball's out. It's picked up. by one of the linemen, I believe. Picking that up was Zimmerman, but it's going to be a loss all the way back to the 12 and bring up a third and goal there as one of the Outlaw players is slow to get up and goes to the turf.
Went to the turf and tapped his helmet.
Officials timeout. And we'll have an injury timeout on the field. And this has just been a messy game both ways, not just for Racine, but for Phoenix and for the Raiders, Evan.
Yeah, neither team over 100 yards of offense here tonight so far. The Raiders 95, the Outlaws 92, the Raiders averaging 2.7 yards per play, and the Outlaws 2.6 yards per play. Yeah, just not a great game for either team here tonight. Both offenses just keep getting in their own way with penalties and sloppiness with the football, and then the Outlaws on this drive have gotten in their own way on the defense with you had a roughing the kicker, you had a taunting, and you had a pass interference in the end zone that all helped contribute to keep this Raider drive alive.
Yeah, a lot of penalties to keep this drive alive.
17 for the Outlaws, 11 for the Raiders.
And so now they're helping the injured player off the field.
Different quarterback out there now.
Yeah, Sawyer Schick comes in for Racine after. It's almost like you make a mistake, the next guy, you make a mistake, we switch back is almost what it seems like is taking place, is going on sometimes. And gingerly walking off the field under his own power for the Phoenix Outlaws is Tui Muai. Great guy, got to talk to him before the game. He was one of the ones that I was sharing about Horlick Field with. That was very interesting. But a key third and goal here for Racine at the 12. Sawyer Schick back in at quarterback. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Schick stands in the pocket, throwing, and it's too high as he was going for Revelinsky and couldn't hit him. And it'll bring up a fourth down, and the kicking team will come back out for the second time on this drive for Racine to try and give the Raiders a three-point lead.
I'm sure the Outlaws are telling one another, hey, don't touch the kicker, don't touch the kicker. Don't give them another opportunity here. Because the last field goal was no good with the roughing.
Yeah. This one, a 30-yarder. Now they're going to put it actually just inside. Yeah, we'll call it a 30-yarder. It's outside the 19, inside the 20. Hash mark left for Wodak. Wind blowing a little bit into his face. Snap is there. Hold is down. Kick is away. And it's a doink off the top of the right upright. No good. And the Outlaws defense, after all of that, holds. And that just looked like he caught too much turf to try and maybe get it too high there, Evan.
Yeah, that is definitely what it looked like. And trying to see how long that drive was for the Raiders, but it was a very long drive as they took over with eight. Yeah, 8:57 to go in the third quarter is when the Raiders took the football. Both teams with just one possession thus far in the third quarter.
Raiders using over 7 minutes, almost 7.5 minutes. And so a timeout taken by the Phoenix Outlaws. We will take this opportunity to step away as well for 30 seconds. This is Racine Raiders football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
We are back. It is the Phoenix Outlaws football, first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. They use their first timeout here in the second half. Both teams with two timeouts remaining here in the second half. Taylor hands it off to Barry. Barry tries off right tackle, and Barry will run into Gary Young, and Young will drive him back, but he picks up five to the 30-yard line. They'll bring up a second down and five for Phoenix.
And Burton showing that he's a young player there, first year with the Raiders, had a chance for a big play in the backfield and ducked his head going for that tackle and missed the running back. And he's able to get those 5 yards.
Barry, watch it. Burton came to me and said that I said some things about him in week one. I said, are you sure that was me or was that the other guy? So just in case you're listening to this, watching this, Thomas, that's the other guy, not the one you talked to earlier. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Handoff again goes to Barry. Barry trying to power his way forward. And Ronald Haggins with the baggins. Cameron Hall with a little help. Holds him to a gain of a yard. It'll bring up a third down and four for the Phoenix Outlaws.
Big play here for the Raiders. Got it, force a fourth down here. Got to think they're going to punt in the situation if they don't get any more yards here. So a big, big third down play, and you can't jump off sides either. Can't get in the neutral zone at third and four. Might try a hard count here.
15 seconds remaining here in the third quarter and counting, and it looks like the Outlaws are just going to let it go to the quarter break, and we will step away as well. We're tied at 9 at historic Horlick Athletic Field on this Flag Day. We'll be back in 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Score tied. Racine Raiders 9, Phoenix Outlaws 9. Please direct your attention to the field.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodman's. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on snacks.
10 to 15 ounce Craven pretzels, $1.69 a bag. Or 8 ounce Craven chips, just $1.99 a bag.
My Caramba hot, hot prices on snacks.
Pretzels, $1.69 or chips, $1.99.
Hey, these taste just like the national brands, but they're half the price.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
It's Woodman's.
Start of the fourth quarter, the Educators Credit Union bike giveaway. The end of that you just saw there. Every home game, the Racine Raiders give away a bike to one lucky boy and one lucky girl, sponsored by Educators Credit Union. Glad that they took on that sponsorship, a long-standing promotion that we do here at Racine Raiders games. Start of the fourth quarter of play, we're tied at 9. Yes, 9 apiece. It's been an interesting way to get there. Phoenix Outlaws, a field goal after a Raiders fumble on their first play of the game. Racine would get a defensive touchdown, get the extra point to make it 7-3. Then the Outlaws would get a great touchdown catch by Dickerson to take the lead 9-7, but the Raiders would block the extra point and take it back for two. That's how we got here, 9-9. Taylor going for the home run ball, looking for Manny Collier. Down the far numbers and overthrows Collier, and we have a flag and a player slow to get up in the backfield.
On the field.
Hold on. 54 white.
Nico Lemke hobbling off the field. Not great to see. Hold against Dre Roberts.
I believe it was the safety Burton on that coverage there that helped break that up.
Oh, now you're going to start saying nice things about him all the time. I see how it is. Pandering.
There's a nice
play. Pandering.
He had a great interception last week, too.
As you see Nico Lemke going to the training table. There's our active body trivia question. We'll get to the answer later. Not quite yet, Nick, but there's the active body trivia question.
Very eager for everybody to know.
Yes, he is. He's got it all queued up. He forgot to send us to break because he was eager to queue that up. So little did we know.
They're missing one for the Outlaws.
Well, and they have it. Oh, Raiders declined that. Okay, yep. 4th and 4. Gotcha. I had 3rd and 14. I was like, okay, what's going on? They're going to send out Reed to punt here. Reed, a high short kick. Raiders get away from it. It takes a big bounce for the Outlaws, and they'll down it at the 35-yard line. A 34-yard punt, no return into that stiff breeze. Racine will have it there to start this drive. We are tied at 9 early on here in the fourth quarter of play. All right, let's show the trivia answer. Our active body trivia question, there it was. What year was Racine Youth Sports founded, RYS? And the answer is 1979. So it's younger than I am. Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Contact them today on Lathrop Avenue. Rashawn Heron takes the handoff, and Heron across the 40 before he spun down. They'll give him credit all the way up to the 44-yard line. It'll be a gain of 9 and a second down and 1 for Racine.
Just make sure you tell them Don Wadowitz sent you. I mean, the Raiders sent you.
Don Wadowitz, the Raiders, Evan Witalison, anybody sent you, whoever it is. Sawyer Schick remains in there at quarterback. Twin receivers each way for Schick. Heron off his left hip. Outlaws showing blitz. They back off. Heron takes the handoff, and Heron not getting anywhere there. Back to the line of scrimmage. In on that one was Jalen Grant, getting off the bottom of the pile. Raymond Reed as well. And it'll be a third down and 2 after they lose a yard on that play.
Yeah, they're showing blitz there and didn't really send it, but they've a couple times gotten the Raiders to flinch and move it by showing blitz and then backing out of it. So trying to get the Raiders to give them a free 5 yards back.
Raiders trying to get to the line quickly to be able to get a free 5 yards with the substitutions unable to do so. Will Norwood out wide to the left in single coverage. Schick gives it off to Heron. Heron slips a tackle across midfield. Heron on his feet at the 40. Heron still on his feet down to the 30-yard line as Heron picks up 27 on 3rd and 2 and moves the chains for Racine as we take a look at the ECU replay.
Good initial blocking up front by the Raiders offensive line. Give him a hole, cuts out to his right, and it was just him after that just running through guys. They're trying to punch the ball out. Good job securing it, and great run.
Good job by Nick Nelson at right tackle of securing the edge. Heron takes a handoff. A flag comes out. Heron down inside the 10 to the 9-yard line, but this one may be coming back.
They're counting. They might try to see if there's too many men on the field.
Oh, for the defense, just reconfirming?
Not sure, but he was counting people.
So it may stand.
Nope.
They're going to wave it off. So a 20-yard gain.
The penalty flag has been waved off.
A first down and a timeout taken by the Outlaws as Racine will have it. First down inside the Outlaw 10-yard line. 13:08 to play here in the game. 9-9 the score. We'll step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine. Your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
To play in the game. Score is 9-9, and the ball is set up at the 9-yard line of the Phoenix Outlaws as the Racine Raiders trying to take the lead, but they are in the area where they have struggled in the Anton Painting red zone here right now. Make sure you give Anton Painting and Decorating a call. They can take care of any struggles you're having.
Goal at the 9-yard line.
So Keith Turner just telling us what we already knew.
Just wanted to be sure we knew.
Wanted to be certain. Two receivers each way for Schick. He has Heron to his right. Schick on first and goal from the 9 gives to Heron. Heron plowing his way up the middle. And Heron gets down to the 7-yard line. Just picks up 2 and it'll be a second down and goal for Racine.
Yeah, he only got 2 yards there, but Heron's definitely brought some life and brought some life to this offense as he's running hard, running downhill, and he wants in this end zone badly.
Rico Flores in the slot on the right side. Will Norwood out wide to the right. Two receivers over to the left side for Schick. He has Heron off his left hip. Now moves him to the right side. Schick takes, has time, looking to pass, throwing right side. It's tipped by Flores, intercepted by Warner. His second pick of the game, and it's going to be a touchback on a tipped pass. And it's going to be Phoenix Outlaws football on the fourth turnover of the game by the Raiders.
Not should have been caught there by Rico Flores, but not really the window to maybe put that in. There's a lot of white jerseys in that area.
So at 12:09 to play, the red zone struggles continue for Racine.
I think somebody lost the contact.
Tied at 9. Is that? That is Angelo Chaidez. Well, he's on the screen. Chaidez, interesting. He played early Pop Warner with Oklahoma's Buki Radley Hiles, who also played at Cincinnati and Washington. He's now been a coach at USC for 3 years. He was wearing number 44, and he was the elder player, and Buki wanted it because his older brother had been shot and killed. And that's what his brothers had worn, was number 44. And so they did a little contest at practice, Evan. And Buki ended up taking down Chaidez in a drill and winning number 44. Two receivers each way. Handoff goes to Martin. Martin tries to go off right tackle, fighting his way. Pyle moving, and they're going to say that his momentum was stopped at about the 29, maybe the 30-yard line, pickup of 4 or 5, depending where they spot it. Looks like 4, 2nd and 6.
Yeah, that's really the only luck they've had running the football is running those off-tackle plays. When they've tried to run the ball into the heart of the Raiders' defense, they haven't gotten much luck.
Now, Raiders' defense needs to hold. Raiders' offense has not scored in this game, by the way. The defense had a strip sack recovery for a touchdown, and then the special teams had a blocked extra point return for 2. The offense scoreless in this game for Racine. Twin receivers each way. Plenty of time for Taylor. He's able to dump it off to Reed. Reed has the first down, and Reed will be taken down forward progress to the 37-yard line as Gary Young on the tackle, a pickup of 8 and a first down for the Phoenix Outlaws.
Yeah, big first down there for the Outlaws. It keeps the clock moving, moves the chains, and keep that Raider offense on the sidelines and try to just completely drain this clock. So if they do score here to take the lead, you're not leaving much time for an offense that hasn't been able to do much.
Cameron Hall moves from the defensive line to the outside linebacker spot. Handoff again to Martin, and Martin, not much room to go. He does push ahead for 3 yards. It'll be a 2nd down and 7 for Phoenix. As Martin, a little slow to get up, and he's going to go down now as he was having trouble when he got up putting any pressure on that right foot, as you see him holding his right leg, maybe just a cramp as he asked for help getting up from his quarterback, Tyree Taylor.
He's the one that's been having the most luck on the ground for them. He only has 11 yards currently, but those off-tackle plays that's been going to him, that's where he's been having some luck.
Well, and they lost Collier. I think Collier's probably their leading rusher. He had a big reception and a big run, I think, in this one. .10:18 to play in the game. We're tied at 9. Phoenix Outlaws have it at their own 40-yard line, a 2nd down and 7. Twin receivers each way. Barry in the backfield to the left of Taylor. Tyree Taylor pointing out the defense. Arian Ivey looking to come in on a blitz, and a flag's going to come out. Was there movement on the offense, or was Ivy unabated? As they're going to talk about it briefly.
On the Raiders.
For the snap, offsides on a defense. Defense jumped across, which caused White to move. That play is dead.
It'll bring up a second down and two.
Yeah, what he's trying to explain there is that if the offensive guy moves when you jump over the into the neutral zone like that before the ball snapped, it's a dead ball. That's what he's trying to say. I heard a bunch of what from the audience.
Ball at the field. Ball at the 45-yard line, their own for the Phoenix Outlaws. 10 minutes left in the game. Can the Raiders defense hold one more time in this one and give it to the offense to try and go for a dagger drive to end this one? Two receivers each way for Taylor. He has Barry behind him. Gives to Barry. Barry trying to run into the heart of that Raiders defense, and he'll get to the first down marker before Arian Ivey and Gary Young take him down, and it will be good enough for a first down. They have a fresh set of downs now out near midfield on their side of the field at the 47-yard line.
Yeah, the downside for the Raiders is that if this drive does stall out for the Outlaws and they have to punt it away, Raiders are going to have to drive the length of the field to get the go-ahead score.
And tonight we have not seen that ability here too much. They have been in the red zone a couple of times, but that has been outside of the last drive, typically on short drives. Two receivers each way again for Taylor. Crowd trying to get behind the defense. Carter Mayer in there at left defensive end for Racine. Faking the handoff, throwing, hits Manny Collier in the far side of the field, and Collier upended by Arian Ivey, but it's going to be a first down. Nope, just short of the first down to the Racine 43-yard line. It'll bring up a second down and one. And now the Raiders defense needs to be careful of a deep ball try here, too.
Yeah, it could definitely, a second and one, definitely the time to try that. And Collier, two catches for 23 yards and 12 yards on the ground here, long of 12. So he's definitely been one of their bigger offensive weapons here tonight.
8.5 and counting as he goes in motion. Now back to the slot on the right side, twin receivers each way. And now we have flags, and this might be movement against the Phoenix Outlaws here and push them back 5 yards. Tyree Taylor trying to argue some point.
For the snap, ball start, number 54, White.
Third time Dre Roberts has been flagged for a false start in the game, and it'll be a second down and 6 for the Phoenix Outlaws. Ball set up at the Racine 48-yard line. We're tied at 9. Two receivers each way again. Raiders come on the blitz. Handoff goes to Barry, and Barry is going to get nowhere. In on the tackle. D'Angelo Morris in on that one for Racine. Getting up from the bottom of the pile is Cameron Hall as well. No gain. We'll make it a 3rd and 6.
Yeah, great job there by Morris and Haw. No gain there. 3rd and 6. Big third down here. Got to get this outlaw offense off the field.
Ball at the 49. May have even lost a yard on that play. Not sure if he got back to the line of scrimmage. Twin receivers each way for Tyree Taylor. Raiders again showing blitz. They're going to come. Ivy is going to come, and that's going to force Taylor forward, and that is going to result in a sack by Hall as well as Goodwin, and now a flag comes out late.
And the Outlaws might have just got a first down there. Have Dalton 4 on Sportsmanlike, more than likely.
It was a loss of 4. Raiders pointing to the Phoenix Outlaws, but I think most of them are holding their breath. Here here from Keith Turner.
After the play was over, we have unsportsmanlike conduct, number 13, black. We have unsportsmanlike conduct, number 5, white. Penalties offset.
Be a fourth down.
So Suing and Dalton get flagged, and that will result in a fourth down and 10 here on the sack and the loss of yardage. And I don't know if you heard Trey Roberts sitting there. We're undefeated, man. You guys call way too much. Reed to punt. Dalton and Norwood back deep. And maybe the inconsistency of the punt has been the greatest benefit to the Phoenix Outlaws here tonight. Norwood and Dalton don't quite know where to stand. And they're still talking to one another. Dalton back at the 15. Norwood tells him to go further back. Norwood at the 20. Line drive kick. Flag comes out right away. Dalton's going to secure it at the 12. Down the near sideline up to the 30. Cuts it in. Ball comes out. Flag comes in late. And covering that one up, bagging it, was Ronald Hagans. And we'll have to see what all of these are. Jeremy, our social media person, saying Hagan's along the sideline. He's down and he's hurt. That would be a massive loss for Racine, but it has been battle of attrition for the Raiders here this season as they have been battling the injury bug bad this year.
I think we might have likely offsides on the Raiders, and then down the field, I'm not really sure what the penalty is around the 30, likely blocking the back.
Okay.
On the Raiders.
On the kick, we have offsetting penalties. We have ineligible man downfield on white. We have targeting, crackback block on black. Penalties offset. Will re-kick the ball.
So we'll do it all over again. And well, that's interesting because I thought with college football rules, you couldn't have ineligible downfield that anybody can release. We had that against the Detroit Ravens, and I talked to someone who said that in collegiate rules, you don't have that. So the punter could hold on to the ball all day like the Ravens did and then get the kickoff, and you don't have an ineligible downfield. That's an NFL rule. That's not a high school and college rule.
Yeah, I don't know anymore tonight. I don't know.
So, hey, fourth down and 10 as we try it all over again. Raiders running somebody out there late. Reed gets off a nicer kick this time, angling it towards the sideline. Dalton's going to just let it go, and wow, it is going to get downed inside the 5 at the 3-yard line, a 45-yard punt. No return as the punting game of the Phoenix Outlaws has completely mystified the Raiders here tonight. They have not really had a chance at any returns.
Nope. The best chance they had got nullified due to a penalty for crackback and legal man downfield. And now the Raiders have to go 95 yards here to try to score a touchdown. Haven't had any luck doing it thus far. Well, see if they have any changes this time with Sawyer Schick still in a quarterback.
Yeah, you're backed up now. Got to be careful because a safety here is 2 points plus the football with only 6.5 minutes left to play as Schick has a back to his left, two wide receivers to the right, one off to the left side. Schick, long snap count, hands it off, and not much room in the middle for Racine to run as that is Heron that is able to plow ahead for just a yard, second down and 9.
Yeah, Heron ran into a brick wall there and not able to run through it. And that's what the Outlaws have done pretty good for the most part today, is stopping that run and not being able to, and anytime the Raiders have to pass the ball, it's been longer situations and they're able to pinned their ears back and just get after the quarterback, and the pressure's been tough on the Raiders' offense all day, too.
Schick with Heron behind him. Twin receivers to the left. H-back on the left side. Heron moves to the right of Schick now as he awaits the snap. Gives to Heron. Heron, nice job avoiding tacklers, but then he runs into Molesky and Trumaine Smith. He'll get 2 yards up to the 7-yard line. They'll bring up a 3rd down and 7 for Racine. 5.5 minutes to play in the game. We're tied at 9.
And these are the situations against this Outlaw defense that's hurting you. You're in an obvious pass situation here at 3rd and 7 at your 7. And this is where they've been able to pin their ears back and get pressure on the quarterback here. And another situation, you got to be careful here because Schick's heels are just outside the goal line.
Norwin single coverage to the right side. Safety help from Owens over the top, it looks like. Schick steps up in the pocket, rolling to his right, being chased, throwing and nearly intercepted. Thrown very close to Gage Wilcox as he was looking for Rico Flores, and now coming out to punt will be Brady Wodak on 4th and 7. And the Raiders need one of those magical 70-yarders from Wodak here to flip the field.
Yeah, maybe we can get the wind to gust a little bit more. And as I say it, the flag's blowing a little bit more. Wind at his back.
Outlaws with one timeout remaining. Racine with 2. 4:55 to play in regulation. We're knotted up at 9 apiece. Phoenix Outlaws, Racine Raiders, as you take a look at Brady Wodak, ready to get this snap and get this punt off. And Wodak, good kick. Dickerson can't come up with it at the 40, has to chase it down, still hasn't picked it up at the 29, slips a tackle along the far sideline, pushed out of bounds, and a flag comes out late as Sawyer Schick and Rico Flores were over there. And we'll have to see what the flag is.
Not even, I don't know. Just in a hold on the Outlaws here.
As we hear from Keith.
At the end of the run, we have personal foul, face mask, number 8, Black. A 15-yard penalty, first down.
Got the face mask on the Raiders.
Yeah, Sawyer Schick flagged for the face mask. And so that will help out the Phoenix Outlaws big time with 4:40 to play. It'll put the ball up near midfield. It's going to be at their own 48-yard line now to start this drive instead of back inside their 35 as both teams shooting themselves in the foot multiple times here tonight. I don't know that they have any feet left to shoot.
35 penalties combined between both teams.
Wow.
36, I believe, actually.
How many plays run for each team?
46 and 45.
All right. So like a third of the plays have been penalties. Twin receivers to the right. Tight end on the left side of the formation for Taylor. He has Barry behind him. Fakes the handoff to Barry, pitches to Collier, and Collier is going to be tied up by Gary Young in the backfield. A loss back to the 46-yard line, a loss of 2. It'll be 2nd down and 12.
Yeah, the Raiders might need to get another turnover here, fumble interception to get another score in this game.
Yeah, you just have that feeling that the defense, as you look at the Educators Credit Union replay, is going to have to come up with something huge. Just absolutely huge here. 2 receivers right, 1 to the left. Barry to the right of Tyree Taylor. Taylor claps the hands, has time, throwing, is able to connect with Suing, and Suing is able to slip his way to Raiders territory to the Racine 45-yard line and make this 3rd and manageable at a 3rd down and 3 with a pickup of 9.
Not sure how he did that. I thought he was going to be tackled kind of short here, but he's able to make it a 3rd and short.
0-7-1-2-9-6-1.
Probably 4-down territory here, you would think, for the Phoenix Outlaws. But maybe not if they don't get it here. Pin Racine back deep again. They only have 1 timeout remaining, though. 3.5 minutes to play. We're tied at 9. Twin receivers each way. Looking to pass. Pump fakes. Throwing deep. And Jordan Donowski with the pass breakup as they were looking for Dickerson inside the 10. Donowski, a good job, and we have a flag? Or is
quarterback's hurt. Banged up a little bit.
So Taylor a little bit hurt. That's going to bring it to fourth down. Good job by Donowski.
Injury timeout.
So injury timeout so they can get Taylor off the field. And are the Outlaws just going to take a timeout period? I think they are.
Yeah.
And the Outlaws will use their final timeout with 3:15 to play. We will step away as well. This is Racine Raiders football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
And Evan, your theory on this timeout?
Is they took the timeout to save the injury timeout, and as we see, they're going to go for it. The offense.